The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Let's go to Harley in the United States of America. The same problems there as everywhere, Harley?
Yes, we do. We have some of the same problems with schools, as a matter of fact, that I just now talked about, you know. They don't know what to do, not really, because they know that kids can be asymptomatic and may continue to spread things around. To that point, news story just came out at UCLA, I think it was. They did a study to see how many cases they may actually have in the area. We've been waiting for this kind of thing. They found 440,000 cases in L.A. County alone. That's 40 times more than previously estimated. Death rate didn't change.
No.
It obviously means it's not nearly as deadly as they thought. It also means there's an awful lot of people, young people, walking around able to spread the virus. But it's not killing any more people. So there you go.
That's it.
You know, we've got people who want to go back to work. They've been demonstrating in cities all across the country. Now, it is true that some of these demonstrations have been organized by conservative and libertarian groups, but joined by some moderates and independents and, yes, even some Democrats. I always found it interesting, and I don't understand exactly why, but it seems that the progressives are more willing to buy into big government solutions to the risk of exposure than to trust us to have some common sense.
Absolutely.
Some of the signs that they were carrying, "Don't tread on me," that goes back. "I have a right to work," one of the signs said. Another one, "Common sense trumps common misery." I like that one. And "Liberate Indiana." That was one in Indianapolis. So Boeing is going back to work. They're putting 27,000 people back to work. Bobcat is a farm equipment maker. They got 2,200 people going back to work at three factories in North Dakota. So those are, you know, drops in the bucket. We got 22 million Americans who are workers out of work. But it's a start. You know, we're starting to go back, whether, you know, and some people don't like it. Some of these officials, they don't, they would rather not see us do it until everybody's
Well
or something.
Oh, yeah, and they're all getting their salary. They're getting all their pay. They haven't taken any cuts, eh?
That's for sure. That's for sure.
You just wonder, don't you, Harley, when you cite that frightening statistic, 22 million people lining up for unemployment benefit, when all this is over, if and when it's over, will there be jobs for those 22 million who had jobs before it started?
Oh, and we were at almost full employment.
Yeah.
Everything was going so well, and I think the short answer to your question is no.
Mm.
A lot of them are not going to have jobs because a lot of these small businesses are not going to be able to come back.
No.
They're already essentially out of business, and a loan from the federal government, forgivable or not, is not going to solve it for them.
No, absolutely. All right, Harley. Talk to you tomorrow. There he is. Great stuff, isn't he, Harley, in the United States of America?